Yes.
Yes, sir.
I said yes pretty sorry today, Anthony.
Yes, sir. You got to wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee.
Wake up and smell the coffee. Well, speaking of which, we were at a really big event. Congratulations to one of our big radio stations that play us, WRHI, for being South Carolina's radio station of the year.
Again.
This is like a record. So a shout out to all those guys out there.
They
Tyler
did something right.
Chris. And
that's
the rest
why we
of the
stay
group.
On them.
Right. That's right. So shout out to you guys. But Anthony, it made me think about something because we were at a big kickoff classic, football classic. And one of the guys asked me, and this is a guy we really look up to. He's been a legend in the industry, Manning. And Mr. Manning said, coffee or cash flow? Which one of you is coffee and which one is cash flow? I never thought about that before, Andy. Like, I'm like, well, who is coffee and who is cash flow? I've never really thought about that.
And
we
I told
just
him
named
I said,
show.
Steven is cash flow and
right.
I'm coffee.
Right.
I make the stuff. I bring the controversy to the table.
Right. He stirs the pot. Even though there are some times, like today's show,
okay.
I'm going to warn you
Warning.
Guys.
Uh-oh.
Warning you. This is a warning, and I'm going to put this disclaimer. The views shared by Coffee and Cash Flow, Stephen and Anthony, are not the necessarily the views of the radio stations. Probably most of them agree with us, though.
That's true.
But, Anthony, there's a lot to talk about. I want to thank our sponsors. First of all, InstaShort.info.
That's right.
For all of your healthcare needs. Listen, folks, AEP is on the horizon, Anthony.
That's right. Only a few more weeks and... Listen, if you're turning 65, you need to call. The biggest difference between having an agent and having one of those people call you from call centers is you get to know the details. Don't get lost in all the hype that happens on TV and all the hype that happens on these calls. You need an agent.
And I'm going to piggyback up on that because literally today, Anthony, this is why these call centers don't know you, right, mm-hmm. at all. They called me.
They called me too today.
They called
I got
me.
A call today about my Medicare. I'm like, I'm sorry, not interested, but that was interesting call. I'm like, why would they call me for about Medicare?
I said, first of all, I'm a licensed agent. I told the young lady.
Yeah.
I said, and I'm nowhere near 65.
Exactly.
She says, oh, thanks. And I'm like, they just get a random list of names
That's
and
it.
They just call it. So they don't know you. So Anthony's point is, have yourself an actual agent.
Yes.
Someone who can actually walk you through these various different
And one more thing plans. Is most people don't understand how these call centers work, right?
Mm.
They basically choose a product that day
yep.
or that hour to promote.
That's
Doesn't
right.
matter if that product's good for you or bad for you. It's whatever they're promoting based on their compensation.
Yep.
So you want to be careful because you might get into a plan that may cost you down the line.
That's a great point, and that is the way a lot of call centers work, folks. So you need to be aware and just pay attention. Have yourself an agent. You've got one of the nation's leading one right here on the radio station in Anthony who can help you, licensed in multiple states. So if you hear us, we can help you.
That's it.
Anthony, we also want to thank My Virtual Docs for all of these small groups and or mid to large groups that are looking for affordable health care options. Health insurance has gotten really, really expensive. My Virtual Docs offers the package. And Anthony always reminds me, don't forget the pets.
Yes, that's right. Don't forget the pets. You know, it's incredible how much people invest in their pets. But we actually have a program with My Virtual Docs that helps you
that helps
with your pet health care.
That's right. So don't forget My Virtual Docs at MyVirtualDocs.com. You can also get that, obviously, on InstaShore.info
yep.
and some of the other agents that we may have out here in the country that are also offering My Virtual Docs. It's not insurance, but it's affordable health care.
That's right.
Which is even better. We want to think about, what do we have here? Let's see. Low-cost airlines. Don't forget to, they've got deals that no one else has. You have to call them to find out. It's time to fly.
That's right.
Less people are traveling. Anthony, that means the airports won't be as crowded, right?
Yep.
We hope. So 1-800-430-7923. 1-800-430-7923. That's low cost airlines. Oh, and another one, Tax Doctor. Anthony, this is part of what we talked about last week about the IRS.
Oh,
yeah, there's another three letter word that's probably
it's a cuss word.
I can't, but in any event, the Tax Doctor can help you reduce these taxes and actually give you some tax strategies. I think part of the problem that people have with their accountant or a lack of a relationship.
Yeah.
And you have that you only talk to them during the filing.
But let's be fair to our accountants.
Right.
they're trying to keep your paperwork together as best as they can. They're not tax experts. Most of them are not tax experts.
That is,
and so you might end up owing money, but how are they going to get you out?
Anthony, that's a great point. So you, that's another thing. If you have a small business or you are someone that makes a pretty good amount of income, you really need to hire yourself a tax expert, someone who is really, really seasoned in tax strategies. Most of the CPAs, accountants, EAs are not necessarily at that level. What they do is it's sort of after the fact. You want someone that's there maybe year round. I'm not saying that they're not CPAs and accountants that are tax people that are obviously can handle it. But most of them don't do tax tax strategies or tax planning. They do a lot of tax compliance work.
Correct.
So you need to make sure you have the difference. But Tax Doctor, 1-800-817-1452, 1-800-817-1452. And also veteran card donations. Folks, again, thank you for your service is not enough. If you have a vehicle that
show
you do not want, show me the money.
That's
show
right.
them the vehicle. 1-800-709-9174, 1-800-709-9174. And we also cannot forget.
Anthony, cannot.
MyPillow.com with the promo being.
Coffee. See, I had a little delay in there.
Right,
it's
did.
Coffee.
I was wondering if he was going to come out with it. He just said coffee. And also the new promo, which is MyStore.com. And that promo is.
That one is cash.
Cash. So remember, mystore.com is cash. Hello, is the promo. And here's what Mike Lindell has to say.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
That's right. Coffee. Listen, I like I told you, Stephen, I wear my slippers everywhere. If you guys don't know, MyPillow does more than just pillows. They've expanded to do slippers, house shoes, I mean, bed sheets, towels. I mean, these things are incredible.
I thought they have, like, pajamas as well or something like that I saw.
Yes, they do.
So, mystore.com, promo code
cash. And
cash.
You can get some coffee on there.
Right. You can actually get some coffee.
That's right.
And I think we've talked enough about everybody else.
Yes.
So let's get into
our show.
Let's get into our show. And the cup and my cup
runneth over.
My cup runneth over this morning, Anthony, because what do we talk about? We talk about retirement and health care.
Yes.
And the things that can affect a comfortable living. Well, there's a article that came out. I can't remember who brought it out, but it talks about, it was actually by Fidelity, one of the big investment firms. It says most Americans are unprepared for the cost of health care in retirement. This is according to Fidelity. So we named this show, Anthony, AmeriCare.
Mm-hmm.
AmeriCare.
Okay.
So ensuring a healthy retirement means savings for both expected, and here's the key word.
Unexpected.
People don't realize that. And the bills are going to be high. Well, listen to this. A 65-year-old couple retiring in 2022 can anticipate spending, Anthony, look at this number, $315,000 in health and medical expenses.
That sounds like a business arrangement.
According to Fidelity's Investments Retire Health Care Cost Estimate Report, single women are anticipated to spend $165,000 throughout retirement, and men will spend an average of $150,000. I think people will say, why is it a difference? Because you're dealing in morbidity tables as opposed to mortality tables, right? Remember, women tend to live longer. They tend to see their doctors more frequently. Where men, if we feel something's wrong with us, we just say, put some Tussin on it, and and we rub it off and keep it moving.
That's right.
Right? And then until we fall out completely, Anthony, and then they'd be like, what happened to Joe? What happened? Joe was healthy. Yeah, I thought he was all good and healthy. Joe ain't had a checkup in 30 years. So he don't know what's going on with him, right?
Exactly.
So women go all the time. So at least most of them that I know of. So, however, many Americans are not anticipating these costs. Anthony, this is something that we talk about all the time. And this is, literally could be a your more coffee, please, with Anthony segment. But listen to this. Fidelity found that couples expect their spending to add up to $41,000 throughout retirement. nearly 275,000 below the estimate. Here's the issue that I have with this, Anthony, as well. Most retirement accounts, if you look at it, we are not talking about a bunch of 401k millionaires.
Nope.
That number is a fallacy.
That's right.
Right? So if when we did that show weeks and weeks ago or months ago, it's been so many, the average amount was like $200,000+.
And that's the truth.
So, Anthony, how does a $200,000+ retirement account, some half a million, some $600,000-$700,000 here and there, regardless of the number, right? How is that going to survive with the cost of health care and medical expenses rising?
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the problem most people have is that they have, you know, I always say this, you know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And so most people think that their Medicare is going to be the answer or, you know, let me tell you something, that's just part of it. You still have other expenses to pay.
And when you look at this other number, it says 68% expect their cost will be less than $25,000. Now, think about that. $25,000, that is a little over, what is that? A little under, little over $2,000 a month for 1 year. That's a little over $24,000, right? So think about that. How long do you plan on being retired and being comfortable? People are planning for 20 and 30 years of retirement.
Exactly.
How?
Don't know how they're going to stretch that money.
Especially if you have all of your money in an investment. The irony of this, and I think Fidelity is a solid company, but the irony of the report is it's coming from an investment company.
Yep.
That's telling you that about the shortage that people are not aware of. Later on in the article, they talk about putting money in HSAs. I think that's hilarious to me, Anthony, because I'm like, what has that got to do with if the money is not there to put into an HSA for tax-free distribution? I don't understand the mindset.
Some people got to go back to work.
Got to go back to work.
That's it.
So I'm nothing against working at the marts of the world because you're bored.
Sure.
But if you have to go to work at those marts of the world.
Just to survive.
That's a problem.
Yes, it is.
Anthony, so I'm looking at this, and I'm just trying to see a little bit more in this article. I don't know if you can see it, but you know, my mouse is acting silly today. I think it probably needs to be it needs to retire. Well, here's what I read, and they were talking about an HSA. If you guys are not familiar, I'm not going to go over everything about an HSA. It's a health savings account, which allows you to put away a small amount of money every year until you for your health care, and you can use it tax-free and take it out tax-free, but it has to be used specifically for healthcare reasons. Mm-hmm. Anthony, that's kind of a, but it's how much can you put away every year in something like that,
well,
right?
And that's the problem. It's problem too. It's limited by how much you can put in.
Right.
And most people don't realize that they can actually do that. But, you know, again, it only offsets so much because it's still your money at the end of the day.
It's still your money at the end of the day.
I think, you know, people need to, when we talk about healthcare, there are some alternatives that we'll talk about that will actually double your money, not just give you your money back. So we can talk about that in a later episode.
Yeah, and I think that people need to understand when you look at HSAs, and it looks like the maximum HSA amount is $3,650 for self only and $7,300 for families. So I want you to think about that.
That still doesn't meet that high limit number.
No, it still doesn't do it, Anthony. And so that's the maximum for 2022 is $3,650 for an individual.
Yep.
So where else, your IRAs, if you're over 50, what is now, what, $7,000? You get that extra $1,000 a year. So, folks, you've got to understand it still can be tied, if it's all tied into your investment strategies, and your investment strategies are now, we're in what? Are we officially in a recession yet or not?
I believe we are because we've had two down quarters, so that technically makes it. Now, the government will tell you we're not.
Yeah, didn't our vice president support President Biden's 0% in the last month of July of inflation
really?
When it was really 8.5%?
Yeah. Okay. It's,
I guess they call that a presidential pardon or presidential lie. I don't really know.
I didn't think the president can pardon the inflation, but it's all right.
Well, Anthony, again, we need to start looking at, and folks, you need to be able to talk to us and call us. And we're able to help you across this country. And remember, the number is 1-800-306-306. 1-800-306-5086, 1-800-306-5086. And we asked a real question. Does America care? Because we need to have more advice, more outside voices outside of the main folks that run and control the media and airways telling you about other options. And those options could be putting money away into some sort of, I won't even give you any answers yet. I'll make you come back for the break and we'll talk about it. Anthony, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial edutainment. Yes, I said edutainment.
That's right.
Show in the world, Craig. Top flight, as they say. Top flight. We're not security, but we're trying to help you keep yourself from the securities.
That's right. That's right.
And we appreciate all those wonderful folks out there that listen to the show, that love the show. And I'll tell you, Anthony, it was so funny when we were at the event before we do go to commercial, and I was having a conversation. I apologize. I didn't get your name. I'm bad with that sometimes, but I really appreciate you guys supporting us. And the guy was so surprised. Oh, that's Coffee and Cash Flow. What? Really? I love your show. I'm like, man, that means a lot to us, folks. So we really, really appreciate you guys that listen and support our show. And call us, though. If you need someone to talk to, call us. Satisfaction is guaranteed. You know. But we'll be right back. You're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow with Steven.
And Anthony.
Are you looking for today's best virtual healthcare solutions? Then look no further than myvirtualdocs.com. Right now, get unlimited virtual and urgent care, unlimited mental health, a free pharmacy program that covers medications like diabetes and more, plus a wellness app that pays you to work out. That's myvirtualdocs.com. It's affordable for organizations and their families. Let our network of experienced medical professionals put your healthcare over big profits. That's myvirtualdocs.com. Healthcare whenever, wherever.
And we're back.
We are back.
Anthony, I've already warned people today, in lieu of a lot that's gone on, I've already warned you. So don't say you haven't been warned in regards to some of the things we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get into the Mocha Minute. And I still don't have my sound effects, guys.
Beep, 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 beep. I guess I'll do that for
you. I just don't have time. It's just so busy. So, Anthony, Generation Z. Mm-hmm. Are we at the end now? This is Generation Z. What do they do after Z? What happens after Z?
I don't know.
Is
Generation one? Confusion.
Right. Generation number one. I don't know what happens after Generation Z. So I don't know if they planned this out well when they started putting those things out there.
Exactly.
But Generation Z embraces, what did it say? Quiet quitting.
Quitting. That's right.
So quiet quitting is having a moment. The phrase is appearing in a flurry of TikTok videos in which young professionals boast about doing the bare minimum,
mm-hmm.
whether that's clocking out at 5 p.m. on the dot or turning in work that's merely adequate.
Mm.
Generation Z and younger millennials are the least engaged with their jobs, surveys show, and are more likely to view work as a means to an end than a source of purpose. Some quiet quitters say they're simply reprioritizing work-life balance, but experts caution that this could be making themselves vulnerable to layoffs.
Well, absolutely is. And, you know, the problem, I was just listening today to the reports that came out that we're 400,000 jobs less in the last few months. And you can tell from when you go to your restaurant, we've talked about this, after the pandemic, you know, people should be able to go back to work and they should be, but that's not happening. Mm. So many businesses are suffering now because they can't really find workers to come into the job. And so with these people talking about quietly quitting and not really putting the production in, I could tell you there's a lot of businesses that are going to cut some folks out.
And speaking of one of the businesses cutting people out, I'm looking at some of this stuff. It says here, layoffs latest, companies are making cuts. The economic downturn has produced a summer of discontent for employers and workers alike as layoffs, hiring freezes, and rescinded job offers carried on into August.
Yep.
The specter of a recession continues to loom even in the face of a hiring boom and a 3.5% unemployment rate. I still don't know where they get this 3.5% unemployment rate. That matches a 50-year low set just bef- before the pandemic. That's interesting. What was happening before the pandemic?
Yeah.
Was there another person in the White House?
No, absolutely.
I was just curious. Still, Crunchbase reports that more than 34,000 tech employees have been laid off since the start of the year, and Gizmodo says we can expect more cuts from big tech giants as well. I also saw an article that I thought was interesting, Anthony, because it appears that one of the people that are starting to see some opposition is Facebook, apparently.
Mm.
It says, will DoorDash deal deliver for Meta? The days of pickup-only sales on Facebook Marketplace could soon be over. Under a new deal struck by parent company Meta, Marketplace shoppers in select cities can now have their purchases picked up and delivered by DoorDash.
And that's interesting.
This is interesting. The partnership with the delivery app is part of a wider Meta plan to lure younger consumers back to Facebook, which has been shedding users to TikTok.
Yep.
Not all purchases will be eligible for DoorDash delivery. Items have to fit in a car trunk and be located within 15 miles.
Mm.
I can honestly say I've used them a lot, the Marketplace. You can find some deals on the Marketplace. I'm not even going to kid you guys. So, Anthony, I want to get into it, though.
Okay.
Layoffs. And I'm going to come back to this, guys, on the boiling point. The boiling point, I am going to put a mature audience's sticker when we come back to the boiling point. But, Anthony, so apparently the CDC has decided we can all play together.
Yeah. Really?
I don't know if you've heard the latest news, Anthony, about the CDC, but apparently new COVID-19 guidance from CDC focuses on individual decisions. What a novel idea.
Exactly.
Individuals have the right to make decisions
like
about
their... Like we haven't been saying this forever.
Those exposed to the virus are no longer required to quarantine.
Really?
Hmm. I'm going to say this one for last. It is no longer recommended to screen those without symptoms. You do? Really? Really? Students can stay in class after being exposed to the virus. And the last one, Anthony? Unvaccinated people now have the same guidance as vaccinated people.
Wow.
The wonderful CDC.
Yep.
Yeah, but you're about 700 and what, 30 days late on this,
yeah,
maybe?
How many people lost their jobs because of
Don't go too deep.
Oh, yeah.
This is still the boiling point moment.
Okay.
So we're going to come back. Remember, I'm cash flow. He's coffee. You see, I just stirred him up, folks. He's ready. If you could just see his face. This is like, you remember that game when you used to see the little girls and the boys sometimes would jump in and do hopscotch and they jump in and ready to jump. Anthony's ready to jump in right now.
That's right.
But before we let them jump in, we're going to take another quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with more Coffee Please with Anthony, and we're going to come back with Your Retirement, Your Coffee Break with Stephen and Anthony. You're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow. Hey, and don't forget, folks, that phone number does work. And I know I get these strange calls, so sometimes we answer, sometimes we don't. But 1-800-306-5086, 1-800-306-5086. If there's anyone out here listening that wants to be a sponsor of this show that people seem to be enjoying and we're happy about that, give us a call. We will promote your brand to millions of potential listeners.
That's right.
Millions, Anthony. And we are still looking for what we call the Coffee and Cash Flow freshly sealed advisors throughout the country, healthcare brokers, you know, retirement planners in places that we are not necessarily going to be in. We are definitely looking for those folks as well that we can refer clients to when we can't sort of help. And so give us a call at 1-800-306-5086. Yeah. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here is a great idea. Donate your car now and help local veterans in your area. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program, and within a few days, we will come and remove your car for free. You can donate any car, in any condition. We'll use our vast network to sell it. The proceeds raised goes to help local veterans and their families, and you get a tax deduction. And all you need to do is make this free call. Clean your yard up, get rid of an old car, and help the vets. we make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
And we're back.
We are back.
We haven't said anything yet to get us canceled. Anthony.
That's right. Nope.
So no one.
Just get ready.
Just get ready, though. Like, we keeping you in suspense. This is how you build up. Like, you just don't get to the, you know how you watch a movie and you know, that you got to find out who the main characters are, who really did it. You're not going to find out to the end, right? This is what we do. We keep you guys in suspense and find out, right, who really did it. But we want to know who done it, however you want to say it and pronounce it. So my English teachers don't get upset with me. I'm on the radio. We're trying to be entertaining, right? So, Anthony, I'm going to go right into your retirement, your coffee break with Stephen and Anthony. This segment is sponsored by FigWealthPartners.com. FigWealthPartners.com is the sponsor for your retirement, your coffee break. Go check out the folks at Fig Wealth Partners. You might be listening to one of them online. FigWealthPartners.com. You know, rollover, IRA rollovers, Anthony. We're talking about tax-free retirement opportunities. If you're a small business or a business owner, period, you should ask us about how you can contribute to your key executives' plans, Anthony, and get the tax deduction and come out tax-free.
That's right.
For that executive. So that's a lot of stuff that we do, folks, that are very, very important. And you want to be able to have tax-free money because you don't have to worry about, you know, future taxation. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about penalties in terms of not being 59 and a half. And the money's liquid in some of these plans. So you have to remember, we do this and we work with companies that are very old and A-rated or better. So that's an important factor. But, Anthony, why would someone postpone retirement? Well, didn't we talk about it earlier? We talked about healthcare costs.
That's it.
Rising. So they still want the employee benefits and the healthcare that the employer may offer them. But guess what? The employer is looking at the cost of it saying, I got to get you out of here. You're too expensive.
Yep.
Right? And maybe you're not eligible yet for Medicare. Or you're saying that Medicare, there's a problem because Medicare is not covering my medications. Mm-hmm. Or they're not covering the copay to go see that doctor. That's why you might need Medicare supplements.
That's exactly so.
Right? And so these are the things that you should talk about. But the official minimum retirement age isn't in our control, of course. Unfortunately, sometimes you reach the age that during a recession, does that sound familiar, guys? High inflation. Oh, my goodness. Am I just touching on each nerve, Anthony? Or other unfavorable economic conditions. Even those who have built a sizable nest egg may feel it's better to wait for things to improve before tapping into their 401k, IRA, or other retirement savings that they can maximize so they can maximize their investments. Here's another one. Boredom.
Yep.
We talked about that, too. The Japanese have a concept called ikigai, which translates to reason for being. And it's something that many people struggle to rediscover when they stop working. I could see that being an issue.
Yeah.
You know, you had a purpose. I had one of my clients that he's an engineer, and they were essentially trying to force him out the door. And we talked about it several times saying, and they said they offered him a package. And I said, dude, they're going to make you retire.
Yeah, they are.
He says, no, I'm going to fight it. I don't want to retire right now. I said, you're getting ready to get kicked out. You better get ready for it. Sure enough, Anthony, that's what they did. They came back and gave him an offer where he couldn't even refuse it or accept it. He had to go.
Okay.
That's what they did. So now he was bored and trying to figure out, rediscover himself in terms of, well, what do I do now? I said, well, you can always be a consultant.
Yeah.
Did you lose the information that you had?
Nope.
He says, no. I said, well, be a consultant.
Yep.
Run your own business. So that part of it is something to think about, folks, when you are now being bored and in retirement. So those who can't find ways to feel productive may start to feel bored and restless, which inspires some retirees to unretire and rejoin the workforce. Got to be careful, though, because Social Security and other factors will look at that income depending on what age you are. Now, how can you avoid retirement regret? If you're approaching retirement, it's important to have a clear understanding of your finances and your goals. The right age for you to retire might be completely different from the norm, and there's nothing stopping you from holding off if the timing doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
The same goes for starting an early retirement. If you're worried about feeling restless, there are plenty of ways to feel active and fulfilled. You know, you can do hobbies, you can travel. Remember, low-cost airlines, it's time to get out there and fly.
That's right.
There's no shortage of ways to make retirement enjoyable. Also, consider activities that can provide a sense of purpose, like volunteering or part-time work if you want, right? And there's always the grandkids you can watch.
That's so,
true. You know, and so
love
how many,
my grandkids.
Right. Anthony is a grandfather, and how often do you can't do like you used to, though, with the old school grandmama where you could just drop the kids off and be gone a couple of weeks. You can't do that no
oh,
more.
Oh, no, 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 no. No.
That's out of the question.
No.
They just drop the kids off.
3 days is probably my max.
3 days is the max. So you just can't drop them off anymore. Well, folks, that is, we've got some different solutions for those folks that don't want to retire or, you know, if you're thinking about retiring, let's just make sure you have options when you retire. Let's make sure that you're protecting your nest egg with the right plan in place. So if you're already retired or you're contemplating retirement, give us a call. If you're local, that number is 980-216-8487, 980-216-8487. If you're thinking about Social Security and when to take the claim, I'm nationally Social Security certified as well as a certified financial fiduciary. So we can sort of help you, Anthony. And so what we're offering now, as you know, for the first 10 callers that have, well, every week I kind of change it. I'm going to still stick with $500,000 or more saved for retirement. You know, I will personally run, and along with Anthony, an income gap analysis report and show you how your life savings can create a dependable and sustainable income in retirement that gives you sort of the, I'm retirement, but I can still decide to do whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
Plan.
Yeah, and this is a key. I know Stephen brought up a lot of things in here, and even the boredom part, people want to travel. You want to have a plan for your money because it will disappear very quickly. You know, during your youth years, you'll be able to make it up. But now you need to even be more cautious. So definitely contacting us will give you that upper hand.
Absolutely. And that phone number, again, is 1-800-306-5086, 306-5086. And if you're local, that's 980-216-8487. Be glad to sit down with you and give you a no obligation, income analysis, gap income analysis, where you can kind of look at it. And after that, if you decide to move forward, we'll create a bucket plan along with some things to show you how to put your money away the correct way and then put some things in place. Like long-term care, if you don't have it, the right type of long-term care plan, the right type of income stream, right, Anthony, and a mixture that will allow you to still play in the market. I say play in the market at this time because when you're older and older, as we get older and older and older, remember that rule of 100? It's not a hard, fast rule, but it is a rule that looks at your age based off of the years. So it looks at 100 minus where you are, and that's where it says your risk should be. For example, if you're 100 minus 65, that's 35% of your money should be in a volatile, possibly volatile situation. The rest of it should be somewhere safe with some protection, with growth. Now, that changes for each individual, but that's sort of a rule that people look at.
That's right.
But most people don't have it when we talk to them. So also, Anthony, people will get the complimentary movie, The Baby Boomer, on behalf of myself and Anthony. So give us a call. And as I mentioned lastly, if you are a business owner, we work a lot with small business owners, and you would like to establish a retirement account for you and a key employees that can be exclusive to those you choose. This is not a, FINRA or I can't remember the word right now, Anthony, but it's not that. You can do this on your own. That does not require the accounting purposes for any of that type of stuff. You can do it completely carved out for your key folks. Give us a call. We specialize in this. I've been doing this for 22 years. So we can help you out. 980-216-8487. Anthony, that's all I got.
Okay.
More coffee, please, with Anthony.
Well, Stephen, you know I've been talking about this. You know I've been talking about this for years. A lot of people may not understand crypto. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to highlight crypto a little bit this week. You know, it's not for everybody. I'm not giving any financial advice. But, you know, I truly still believe in crypto. And, you know, remember we talked just a few weeks ago, the price of Bitcoin had dropped to almost $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me what other investment vehicle that you know of jumped 20% in just that, maybe 4 or 5 months space of time.
Right.
Well, Bitcoin's up $24,000. Okay? You know, just a little bit. In fact, I think earlier today it jumped up to, you know, almost 25,000. So that would be about a 20% increase over that time period of time. And guys, it's really good to understand, you know, these things. I'm not saying that you have to. I'm just saying you need to probably just, what should I say, spread your wings, or, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. But also, like we talked about earlier, about your healthcare expenses, there are certain things that are going to come up in the future that are going to be way more expensive. And healthcare is the biggest one that's going to come up. So anything that you have that's growing and that you can pull cash out of, probably a good idea if you started now, especially if they're a tax-free type of a situation. So, Stephen, that's all I got for today. Just get ready. Medicare season is coming up. If you're turning 65, if you're already 65 and you're not sure your health care plan isn't working for you, give us a call. 800, what's that number?
306-5086.
5086. And give us a call, and let's see how we can help direct you. And a lot of times people get sold around medical plan, around prescription plan, and then they end up having to look for different ways to get it back. So let's definitely help you there.
Let's help you there, folks. You are listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, and we're going to take another commercial. Like, another one? Yeah, and another one. We're going to take another one. No, well, this may be the last one, folks, because we've got a lot to talk about, to unwrap what we talked about in the Mocha Minute in regards to the CDC's new guidelines. And there are some articles we'll kind of read along with it and some opinions. And just, you know, we're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it. Again, this is for mature audiences only. This one might get us canceled, Anthony. I'm almost convinced that this one now. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-817-1452. 800-817-1452. That's 800-817-1452.
And we're back.
We're back.
Anthony, I've already made all the warnings I'm going to make.
Yep.
I've already said what I needed to say. We're going to go back to the boiling point today, folks. And we kind of talked about it, touched on it earlier, in regards to the CDC's new guidelines regarding their focus on individual decisions. And I want to focus on individual decisions because we've heard for the longest time prior to COVID, whether it was a woman's right to choose her body, she has a right.
It was a community decision.
That was not a community decision. Then we heard all that go away for a while because it was about the COVID vaccinations and how that, now you're not just, then it came a point where vaccinations changed, Anthony, from what it would do for you to what it would do for your fellow man.
That's right.
How it would help everyone else. You're not taking it for just you anymore. You're now taking it for everyone else. And Anthony, what bothered me the most about all of these decisions, and I've always stated that it's your individual right to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We had people being vilified.
That's right.
Being told that they were selfish.
Yep.
I was recently told that a network of doctors did not want to meet us in a particular city because some of us were not vaccinated.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Now, that we were going to take to eat dinner on us, right? So the a lack of, they're quiet today because when you read this information that you and I and others have been talking about this for a while, and people who are immunologists and virologists that were not a part of the government or the insiders group, let's just put it that way, Anthony,
yep,
were shunned, and they created a term that I hadn't heard prior to the, before the pandemic, called disinformation or misinformation.
Yep.
Right? So when people said that there's no difference from someone who's not symptomatic or someone who's vaccinated who's not symptomatic, they were vilified.
That's right.
Right? There was this, you're not vaccinated, so I can't be around you philosophy.
Mm.
Even though there were doctors who were saying, no, that's not true, and they said all kinds of things. Anthony, now when you take a look at this scenario, when I went over this earlier, it says those exposed to the virus are no longer required to quarantine.
Yeah.
What did that help before, right?
It didn't help anything, actually. Made people more depressed. People committed suicide. Oh, yeah.
So where is the financial obligation to those people who committed suicide, to people who lost their jobs, lost their career? Anthony, ask yourself this question, and then I'm going to ask my audience this. If a healthcare worker said, I'm not taking something, should that at least be thought of as having some validity?
Of course it should. Of course it should. For me, like all these healthcare people that lost their jobs, they shouldn't have lost their jobs. I mean, come on. The data was there already. We know that if your body builds up immunity, that it's much stronger than any vaccine anyways.
Well, we go back to people playing God, and whether you want to believe in God or not, there's Bible verses that explain, yep, man wanting to be a God,
that's
right?
It.
And you're telling me that the science, and they would say trust the science. Science is fluid. It's constantly evolving.
You know, I never understood that, especially since science is about new discoveries.
Right.
You discover something every day. There's so many debunked science things, even medical right now. You know, I'm dealing with a certain medical issue right now.
Right.
In the Orient, they deal with it differently than they do here in the U.S. So what science are we talking about?
It was the, well, I'm not going to say that part,
social
but
it was the
political science,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And it was the, there's been a lot of folks that took patents. This is stuff, this is not conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory was another phrase that was created, not during the pandemic, to keep you asleep.
That's
to keep
it.
You from actually looking into what that is that someone was talking about.
Yep.
That's all that was, folks. So there are some kooks out here, but there are some true things to some of what we call conspiracy theory. If someone says a conspiracy theory and it's basically going against what the government says, you might want to look at what that conspiracy,
that's
so-called
right,
theorist is saying, right? And so, Anthony, when you look at this situation, I'm looking at this now where essentially Greta Massotti, which is the PhD at the CDC, came out with saying that we're in a stronger place today as a nation with more tools like vaccination, boosters, and treatments to protect ourselves and our communities from severe illnesses from C-19. But according to this, we have a better understanding of how to protect people from being exposed to the virus, like wearing a high-quality mask, which Fauci said that they don't work, and they're not, especially the cloths, don't work. So what type of this is just so much. And people,
it's confusing.
It's confusing. So then they're talking about it's not over, but, and she also made the statement that, what did we tell you folks? That COVID is here to stay.
Of course it is.
Anthony, it's an upper respiratory virus,
mm-hmm,
like the flu.
Yep.
That is, I've been telling people this, you're not going to vaccinate the public to get rid of this thing.
Well, like, I can tell you why the CDC is changing its policy on this. We're in election year,
okay?
An election year, you can't have this thing lingering over him, which, you know, COVID has been this lingering thing. It's going to be here. We've always said that.
Yep.
You're not going to change it.
You're not going
to
change
it. You need to, people, and this is the one thing I said, people, you need to practice cleanliness and increase your immunity. That's it.
And there's multiple ways. And I'm looking at this letter. This was from the children. I think it's Children Health Defense that they talked about it. But they labeled that as a kook site at one point in time that you shouldn't listen to.
Right.
But they have been proven to be accurate about the things now the CDC is saying is accurate.
Yep.
The problem that I have is that I don't play politics, as Anthony knows. It's about what happened to families and the small businesses that were destroyed.
Yep.
For this unscientific quarantine.
Yep.
If I don't have any symptoms and I'm not showing anything, how am I going? Why am I a threat?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But they're now coming out and saying, you are not a threat now. You're just as safe as someone that's vaccinated. And I'm like, because natural immunity went away for a while, but all of a sudden it came back because of the election.
You know, I'll tell you something. The funniest thing to me is flying on the plane.
Oh, that's...
Flying on the plane, they made you wear the mask the whole flight through.
Right.
And I'm just thinking, you're still breathing, even though you're still getting it, you're still touching everything. How can you stop any virus from going through that plane? And I don't care what they say. So it's all a joke. That's to me just the way I look at it. It's all a joke.
And when you look at this, there's some numbers here that I'm looking at from 18 to 29. It says that there are too few deaths in people under the age of 18 to report. So why are we vaccinating children?
Children, exactly.
Why are we going after kids to make
like
them do
it? There's a deeper purpose.
There's a deeper purpose, and it's really sick, to be honest with you. But in 30 to 49-year-olds, and when you go through these different age groups, what they're saying is COVID-19 death rates are nearly the same in all age groups reported, whether or not a person is vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
It would be very hard for the CDC to have different guidelines based on vaccinating status if there were no benefit to getting jabbed.
That's right.
Isn't this the real reason for the streamlined guidance? Oh, and one last question they ask for you, Greta. These data are 3 months old. Would you care to tell us how the vaccinated are faring compared to the unvaccinated now?
Hmm.
Or won't this be necessary now that there are no longer any special impositions placed on the unvaccinated? One thing is for sure, if this has become a pandemic of the vaccinated, we certainly don't want to see the data that proves it. Wow. And so that was from another organization that was vilified and now have come out to be a lot of what they said is true, Anthony. And I hate to be a I told you so, but I told you so.
That's it.
I told you so. And unfortunately, people did not want to listen. And I just want Americans in general to get back to trying to care and love and respect each other's decisions.
And
right?
That's it. I mean, really, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. And I think, you know, nobody wants to pass on COVID, and I think we all want to get past this episode. I was just thinking about my kids. He was graduating 2020. Well,
right. Mine
he
as
lost
well.
The whole graduation. It's amazing.
It's not even just a graduation. Your son was an athlete.
Correct, yes.
Right? So he didn't get a chance to play that
sure
fall
didn't.
Sport that could have given him a scholarship to play at the next
right.
level, right?
That's right.
These are the things that this craziness involved these decision makers who had an end game. Some of them were financially benefiting from these decisions.
That's it.
We still haven't figured out how we funded a laboratory, which is not a conspiracy theory. That laboratory released something out into the world, and we still haven't figured it out.
Yep.
Asleep at the wheel.
Yep.
So, folks, again, we're saying if you were vaccinated, great, that as long as you did it because it was your decision. But a lot of folks were pressured into doing so because they had to keep their job so they could take care of their families.
Yep.
Right. But the others were vilified because we didn't want to take it because it was not enough information.
It'll be interesting to see when the next virus hits to see how people respond to it, because we're living this planet. This planet has viruses we haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. And new ones being created every single day. So I would
That's
like
the key
to see.
Word, being created every
right.
single day.
We'd like to see what happens with the next one.
And I'm going to end this last part, Anthony, because we're getting toward the end of the show, and I just want to come back with a couple of little final thoughts. But the part that I want you guys to reemphasize again, those exposed to the virus are no longer required to quarantine. Unvaccinated people now have the same guidance as vaccinated people. This is Coffee and Cash Flow. We're not even going to take a break. We're just going to go into our next segment. But I want you to hear that last part. The same guidance, the same thing we've been telling you, the same thing some of these experts who was shunned and completely blacked from social media, blocked from it, were telling you before. So, Anthony, like I said, this one might get us canceled. But it is what it is. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, right?
Yes.
And I believe that the truth needs to be supported in these days and in this days and times. And I call this the last days because I don't know how much worse we can get as a society.
Right.
Right. So, you know, again, we bless everyone out there that has, you know, have respected the rights of others. And that's all we're saying. Anthony, I want to go into something a little less serious, but we'll go into sports bucks real quickly.
Okay.
And the actor Ryan Reynolds, and a lot of you folks may be familiar with Ryan Reynolds. He plays in a lot of funny movies. I love those movies with him, the hitman and the bodyguard, with him and Samuel Jackson and the wonderful Salma Hayek. he spent nearly $3 million before consulting his wife, Blake Lively, another lovely young lady. And he says, we're still working on that. Why? You said, well, what does this got to do with sports bucks? Well, Ryan told Jimmy Kimmel on a recent episode that he spent $2.75 million on a Welsh soccer team behind his wife's back. Ryan, you might want to, you would definitely might be Deadpool if your wife decided to take it out on you. And luckily, you guys can bounce back from that. But couples, the lesson is you need to communicate.
That's it.
Right, Anthony, you need to be able to have decisions sometimes that you can express with your spouse to make sure you guys are going to be on the same financial page.
That's right.
You know, Anthony, I think that's very, very important. I was trying to find this article. I can't seem to find it right now, but I'll probably get it. I'll get to it at another time. But and lastly, Anthony, I'm trying to see what else I had here. Yes, the NFL. More black NFL retirees approved for dementia claims in rescored test. So 2 years after a pair of former players sued the NFL over the treatment of black retirees in the league's $1 billion concussion settlement, hundreds of men whose medical tests were rescored to eliminate race bias now qualify for those awards. So that's something to keep in mind, Anthony. There's over 646 black men whose tests were rescored, and nearly half of now qualified for dementia awards, and 61 are classified as having early to moderate dementia, with average awards topping 600,000, while nearly 250 more have milder dementia and will get up to 35,000 in enhanced medical testing and treatment. So that's interesting what they're doing. Anthony, I've got a what's in your cup is just to kind of give some humor as we get ready to get out of here, because our show is fast coming to an end. It's amazing. Well, actually, I don't have time for what's in your cup. Anthony, any final thoughts? I'm sorry, folks. We'll have to come back next week with that one. Any final thoughts that you have today, Anthony?
No, we just have to, you know, get ourselves prepared. You know, the government's spending more money. They call this Inflation Reduction Act. But it's actually, I believe it's going to increase inflation and recession. So let's keep on praying, but let's not pray. Let's take some action. Not just pray, but take some action.
Give us a call, 1-800-306-5086. And Anthony, in light of this show and what we've talked about, you know, for years now, you know, I'm going to use this. This is my final thoughts, is most people don't really want the truth. They just want constant reassurance that what they believe is the truth.
Yeah.
This is Coffee and Cash Flow. We hope to see you next week.
That's right.